This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we should take the next right action. Recently, we were talking about how one event doesn't stop God's will from prevailing. But sometimes for us, one event will happen, or the outlook about something looks bleak, and we will become overwhelmed by it all and end up not taking any action, when the key is to still keep things moving. And this reminds me of Ezra's journey. So Ezra was collecting treasures for the temple of God, and he had arranged a caravan of several Levites and priests to help him safely deliver these priceless treasures. Now, even though Ezra had a sizable caravan, the king was still concerned about them being attacked by enemies since the journey was 4 months long. So let's think about what Ezra was dealing with. First, the challenge of just a 4 month long journey. And then he had to keep the treasure safe. And then he had to keep the families in the caravan safe. And likely feeling overwhelmed by these things, Ezra had a choice. He could either turn back or keep things moving and do the next right thing. For Ezra, this was praying and fasting, and he got everyone on the caravan to do the same. So rather than becoming paralyzed by his circumstances, Ezra trusted in God and took the next right action and made it to his destination in precisely 4 months later to the date. Let's let Ezra's journey and these words inspire us. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. James 1:22. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, put your hand in God's and take the next right action.